Because if it doesn't bring you joy, then what's the point, right? What's the purpose? You are the purpose. The power is within you to find that love, to find that peace and that presence and that joy, that connection, that balance. It is within you, Mama. And it starts with you. Hey, Mama. Welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, Mama. Let's overcome together. Hey, beautiful mamas. Welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am your host and intuitive life mentor, and I am so thankful that you're here. Before we dive into the episode, I want to share a written review by a fellow mama, Tova East. She writes, "Powerful. We live in a world where so many mothers are living just to get by day to day. Jenna exposes such a powerful message that we do not have to be just surviving. We can thrive. More moms need to tap into this." Thank you so much, Tova East, for taking the time to just share your thoughtful words. I am so blessed to be able to have them on this show and to be able to look at them so often. I do read reviews over and over and over again. It truly means so much to me just to hear your thoughts and insights on the show and how it's helped you. And if this show does resonate with you or has helped you in the slightest, I would be so appreciative for you to leave an honest rating, written review. This would help just get the show in front of more moms who need to hear this message. It helps motivate me and empower and inspire me to keep bringing you the messages that I bring through spirit, through my own intuition, through talking with other moms and just what they're struggling with. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here and being a part of this movement. Now let's jump into today's episode. I want this conversation to shine light and to give you permission, if that's the right word. I feel permission is the right word, to give you permission to step away from something that may not be serving you, to step away from something that may be such like possibly an in-trend thing or something that you feel pressure to do or something that is like in style or whatever that might be, like something that you feel you should be doing or need to be doing or like everyone else is doing it, you know, that peer pressure piece. But deep down, it doesn't bring you inspiration. It doesn't bring you those feel-good feelings or it doesn't bring you fulfillment. Like sometimes we just get so consumed in what's in style, what's popular, what's trending, right? These buzzwords. And we really don't take that time to see and feel how it works within our lives for us. Does that make sense? So I hope that, you know, after listening to this episode, it just shines some light for you to be able to come back home to you a little bit and really tune in to what feels good for you. I want to really put this into context for you. And as I mean about what I just said before about stepping away from something that does not bring you inspiration or joy, I mean this about anything in life, let it be clothing, social media, parenting, style, lifestyle, anything, right? However, for the sake and context of this episode, I'm going to be talking mainly about social media, media, and embracing trust and connection in living your life. Y'all probably think, like, I really dislike social media with a capital H-A-T-E. I don't like that word, especially with trying to show a four-year-old boy the complexity and severity of that H-A-T-E word. But y'all probably think I have this grudge with social media, and that really isn't the case at all. I really just think it's a very easy example because we all have access to it. We all know what it is. We all know the positives, the possible negatives. So I feel like it's just a very easy example to use when trying to paint a picture for you about certain topics. And this one, bringing in that simplicity, that simple living through interconnection and trust, I really feel I could bring social media full circle with that, just with what I said above, with if something doesn't feel good to you, or if it doesn't bring you joy, or if it brings in negative emotions or negative energy, but it's so popular and you think that you have to participate, you don't have to do something. You don't have to do anything that doesn't feel good to you. Trust yourself. Connect to yourself. Think of what you would tell your kids in a situation of peer pressure, right? So just kind of think of that in terms of insert anything in life, but I'm just going to be using social media as an example. All right. So what are some challenges of like embracing a simpler, more connected lifestyle in this digital space, this digital age that we're in, right? This era has brought so many conveniences. Let it be like smartphones, like all this access to information at our fingertips, community, relationships, like the resources are infinite. However, it also introduces some challenges to that connection to ourself, to that listening to ourself, to allowing, you know, these resources to bring on a negative feeling for ourselves. So that constant online time, that information overload can possibly make it difficult to focus on what truly matters to us in our lives. And maybe it doesn't. So again, take everything that I'm saying with a grain of salt. This is the bigger picture here. So the pressures to just almost keep up with the how-tos, the trends, the styles. Possibly you get lost in a scroll of, you know, watching influencers who might seem to have it all together online. And then you watch another one and then another one and another one. And you have all these multiple influencers who are giving just a little bit different insight on things, which then leaves you confused, cluttered, distracted. Can you kind of relate to that? Like as you're scrolling, you have like these accounts that you always go to, and they might all have different views or opinions on things. And that could almost distort your views or opinions, or just kind of leave your brain a little like cluttered, right? Or confused. And there's always a constant bombardment of notifications and emails and social media updates. And that could add to our stress and our anxiety, just making it harder to find that inner peace, that peace within our lives, ourselves, and the simplicity within our lives. And also being or feeling like so overwhelmed, drowning in all the things, being that type of mom, right? Think of that mom that might be just drowning in everything. She needs to catch her breath. She needs to come up for air. And then she goes online and goes and compares herself to that mom on Instagram who shows the highlight reel or the quote unquote real life, R-E-E-L, right? But she may be leaving out the house cleaner or the nanny or the virtual assistant or that help that she receives, right? So not discrediting that person, she obviously asks for it because she knows she needs it, but it could make that mom picture that drowning mom again, making that mom who feels like she is drowning, trying to do it all. It may make her feel more down, more like a failure because she's looking for the support. She's looking for this connection. She's longing for that piece of her puzzle that she needs. So she goes online and then subconsciously or maybe even consciously feels worse because of getting lost in that scroll. Like I could go on, right, with these examples, with painting this picture for you. So where can that mom ask for help? Where can she turn to get support? Does she know that social media is having such a negative impact on her mental and emotional well-being, but it's just a habit that she isn't aware that she needs to put into check, right? Now, I want to share an example of me because I will call myself a functioning, high anxiety, easily overstimulated mama. And my main goal is bringing presence back into my life, being present with my children, with my family. So insert me, home with the kids, right? Kids are awake, both kids are home, wanting to be present with my kids. I want to be playing, and I get a notification ding on my phone. Oh, gotta go check it. I go grab my phone. It pulls me away from that moment, what I was doing. And then I get sucked into checking that notification and possibly, oh, well, I have another notification, or, oh, I haven't checked my email in a while. And then my child might ask a question or they might need something. And I get totally discombobulated, overstimulated, because here I am in feeling in two places at once because I wasn't able, or I stepped away, taking full responsibility. I, in ownership, I stepped away from my children, right? But then I wasn't able to finish said task on my phone. And then my child is like, what's going, mommy, like, why aren't you playing with me? We were just playing. And then I'm just not with my child. And it instantly like sets me off on that I am overstimulated. I might lose my patience. I'm, you know, easier. I am simply not as present. And it's like, that's when it's like, whoa, I need a fiver. I need to reset myself. So that nervous system regulation, 110%, that what I just shared, that was me for the first few years of my son's life. And I'm still working on having those intentional boundaries with work and home life, being a work at home, stay at home mom. So we might go on social media to connect. We might want to, you know, find that support, find that, you know, that just that missing piece to our puzzle. But when we do that, we are becoming more disconnected to those people that we are actually with in the moments and those moments that we can presently be living in right now. But then we give our presence to our phone and we're not living in the moment of the now, the present now. Does that make sense? So, unpopular opinion here, social media is built on a business model of absolute consumption. It wants your attention and it wants all of it. So we typically like grab our phones, it becomes a habit. When we're waiting in line, we grab our phone. When we want to wind down for the night, we grab our phone. When we get home from work, we want to zone out and we grab our phone, right? But in reality, we think it's like zoning us out and like calming us down, but it's adding more stimulus to our brain and it's not allowing us to decompress at all. That's fascinating, isn't it? Like we think that we're using this vice, I'll call it, as a way to like calm us down or relax, but it's doing the exact opposite. And again, I might just be speaking to that easily anxious, easily overstimulated mom. I've talked to so many friends of mine, so many other moms, and they don't have the same, I guess, anxious relationship as I've had with social media in the past. But they will like admit and say like, oh yeah, I spend way too much time scrolling. You know, so it's like there's all to some extent, to some degree, to where you could kind of put your shoes into this picture. Or like I said before, think of anything. I'm going to get to kind of like the bigger picture here. I know that I just use social media as an example, but I'm going to get to the bigger picture here in just a second. Okay. So going back to just me using me as that example, being in that bucket of letting the expectations, the unverbalized competitions or the pressures of social media consume me and thinking that I wasn't doing enough XYZ, or I should be farther along in XYZ, or I should have done more of XYZ. And then also another layer to this would be, I would then realize like I wasn't living in my present moment, let it be with my husband or my children, or just if I was alone, like just being, you know, in life in my moment versus being consumed in my phone. That added like a whole other layer of anxiety and guilt, right? So there's been studies from the National Library of Medicine. There's been so many, but just to kind of reference one here, is the correlation between like that buzzword doom scrolling, right? The never-ending consumption of the internet or social media and an increased level of anxiety found both in adults and in children. Being stuck in that consumer phase, it can blind us and paralyze us from living our own life. And I will say that in terms of anything that we are doing that we feel pressured bringing in that trending thing, right? Insert your trending thing here that it doesn't feel good to you, but you're still doing it because everyone else is doing it, or it's popular, or it's trending, right? And a massive part of mom guilt, in my opinion, is comparing yourself to an unattainable ideal version of that perfect mom. and allowing that comparison to disconnect us from ourselves and our inner compass, our inner wisdom. And I want this conversation to help you stop yourself from idealizing, is that the right word? Idealizing, like, or visualizing these other moms while simultaneously putting yourself down. So while envying these other moms or this picture perfect mom that you're envisioning while simultaneously putting yourself down. Like, hell yes, cheer on a fellow mom, empower her, support her, encourage her, praise her, but not in exchange for your own well-being or feelings or satisfaction or fulfillment or joy or confidence, right? We live in a world to where we can support, we can empower, and not at the discredit to ourselves. Social media and self-image, like, what a sensitive tangent here that I'm gonna take. I wasn't expecting to take it, but I'm taking it. If you're struggling with your own self-esteem, you might want to avoid putting yourself in a position of comparison, judgment, or jealousy. Would you agree? Like, you don't want to put yourself in a position that is going to have you comparing yourself to someone else or judging yourself or someone else or jealous of something or someone else, right? And your phone, the media, the internet, it tends to be filled with perfectly edited highlight reels and, like, the depiction of just this perfect reality, when if you're already in a low state, it might be a little harder to bridge that gap between reality and fiction. If you're already feeling low, there might be a higher chance that it's going to make you feel a lot worse if you're in that scroll. Okay? So imagine, like, this is where some honesty comes into play. Take time for yourself. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, low self-image, low body image, are any of those feelings influenced by outside factors? Societal expectations, peer pressures, pressures from the world, from the media, from the news, or possibly something else. Just sit with that and think about that for a minute. Think about that. Allow that to be a reflective space for you, because getting to that root of where those negative feelings or that negative energy is within you, then you can start to pull out those pieces and peel back that onion, get to that root, and then heal. What feels good to you? How do you want to live out XYZ? How do you want to feel? Give yourself as much attention as you give those other things, those external outside factors. Give yourself that loving, non-judgmental, compassionate attention, mama. Now, I know I share a lot about our motherhood empowerment community, and I ask you to share things to your stories, because there is a sense of community and connection, and that is huge. It's powerful. It is. Social media can be such a positive, powerful force. So there is so much positivity that can come out of it. So I really don't want this to be a bash, 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 bash type thing. It really comes down to that principle of, are we allowing something, an object, someone, any outside external factor rather than within ourselves, are we allowing that to directly project onto our well-beings and our lifestyle? This goes back to tuning back in and connecting to yourself, trusting yourself versus following that next in-trend thing, regardless how it affects your life or how it makes you feel. So I want to dive in with some tips on how to embrace a simpler, more connected life for you. Number one, here we go. Set healthy boundaries with social media, or media in general, your phone in general. Have you ever thought of, or have you ever taken a break from social media or taken a break from your phone as a form of self-care? In my opinion, setting those boundaries and taking breaks is one of the best ways to engage in self-care, because it provides you with all the things that I feel are so important in life, like all the core values of the Balanced Mom Method lifestyle, like presence, inner connection, quality time, clarity, self-confidence, less distraction, less overstimulation, less negative self-talk, negative energy. Like, I could go on. So it's okay to put your phone down, even though our minds and habitual rhythms may tell us otherwise. You are totally allowed to not post that update if it brings you anxiety, or not go check XYZ out on Google because you feel like you need that best answer, but you could find any answer that you want, right, on Google. So you can turn it off if you find yourself comparing yourself to that highlight reel of what and who you see, quote unquote, doing it better, okay? And side note here, you are not a bad parent for being on your phone in front of your kids. I am not saying this at all. This is not the message that I want to convey. I work from home, y'all. It's inevitable, right? So communication, boundaries in multiple areas are a must. But that's like a whole other episode. I would love to dive into it if you'd want. Number two is practice mindfulness. Your emotions are a powerful guide. You can pay attention to how you feel in different situations or when making decisions, right? When you're living your life. Often, your emotional responses is your inner guidance's way of communicating with you if you allow yourself to listen. So slow down to heighten your awareness and be mindful of you, your habits, and your life and how you're living out your life, how you're living out your habits. Number three is bring in silence. Dedicate moments of silence to your daily routine. This silence provides space for your inner wisdom to rise to the surface. Your intuition, inner guidance, answered prayers, Holy Spirit, they all often speak in whispers. I'm in a course right now about heightening my intuition, and I just listened to a module about the subtle is where intuition exists. And I want to share this example that I just went through this morning in this course. So let's say you were on a supersonic bullet train that goes 357 miles per hour through the countryside, past towns, through beautiful farms. How well would you see all that scenery on that train versus being on a train that goes 35 miles an hour? There would be a huge difference as to what you saw, what you felt, what you were able to focus on, right? This demonstrates how you move, how you can move through life. How fast you move through your life, your pace of life determines how much of it you actually observe, tune into, listen to. So your intuition, your inner guidance, your inner wisdom, that connection exists in the subtleties of life. Those signs can lead you to those messages that you can then hear. But if you're not paying attention to what's around you, you're not going to see any of it, right? So experience your day through all of your senses. What faint sounds do you hear around you? What faint thoughts are arising within your mind and your heart? What faint feelings or subtle feelings are arising within your body? The more you can tune into those subtleties of life, the more you can observe your guidance in life. That was so beautiful. So thank you so, so much, Julie Jancis, for this exercise. I loved doing that today. Number four is seek peace in nature. Nature has a way of just quieting your mind and amplifying your being, right? You could take regular walks in outside, walk barefoot to let your body literally absorb Earth's energy through your feet. You can observe just the subtle beauty of the world around you. Like, look at the trees, watch how they move, listen to the birds chirping, connect to nature. I used to think this was so rah-rah, but we are all connected. And it really like just helps with the perspectives of life here. And it opens all new reflective ways for you for growth and expansion, because it brings out, in my opinion, the true simplicities and what truly matters in life. Number five, bring in connection with your loved ones, including yourself. I am sure we could all say that quality time, presence, connection with our children and loved ones, it's something that we'd all love to have more of. So make it a priority. Be intentional with this, even if you literally have to mark it in your calendar, okay? There's no shame in that, because just like anything in life, we're habitual beings. It takes intentionality to create a new ritual or a new routine. So no judgment on yourself if this is an area that you want to focus more on. I am all about that sappy, lovey, snuggly quality time life. So that is something I will always want more of. Now, if you feel that you need more help or just how-tos or just to get deeper or in this area or more direction, I have a couple of resources that may help you, just depending exactly on what you would need or how you're looking to implement. So I have a free email course of 5 days of finding yourself again in motherhood. And this really dives into almost like the habits of life, right? Motherhood is a part of your identity, but it's not your whole identity. So you deserve to find you again. You deserve to feel like you again, even if she might not be the same person that she was pre-mom, right? You might be walking closer into that woman of your highest, truest self. Okay, so you could check the link in the show notes to enroll in this free mini course, 5 days to find yourself again in motherhood, or schedule a free clarity call with me. I would love to have a heart-to-heart with you about what your biggest struggles are, what brings you pain, what do you sit awake at night and think about, right? I'd love to talk about your why, your goals, your desired life, your desired mindfulness, right? Your desired motherhood. How can I best help and support you in reclaiming your life and coming back home to you? Schedule a free clarity call with me. The link will be in the show notes. Or if you're ready to go all in, you want your self-paced course, you know exactly that this is what you need and I just want to do it on my own time. Jenna, you got me. Let's break free of the expectations and reconnect to ourselves. The Balanced Mom Method course is a powerful journey of self-discovery. You'll learn to connect back to you, to heal, to create sustainable habits that align with the lifestyle that you want to live, where you could step out of survival mode and into a life of mental strength, confidence, clarity, peace, presence, joy, and a sense of balance within your life. So for all of these resources, you could go to the Start Here page on my website at naturallyempoweredliving.com/products. Check the link in the show notes. It'll be right there. And you can choose the avenue that best suits you. And if you're unsure, a clarity call, you can't figure out a time that fits for both of us, always, my inbox is always open. Shoot me an email at hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. I hope that this episode resonated. I hope that it didn't bring, I really didn't want it to be about social media. But I hope that you were able to just kind of get that taste, get that flavor of stepping into your power, stepping into trusting yourself and not so focused on what that in trend in is, what that popular thing is, because if it doesn't bring you joy, then what's the point, right? What's the purpose? You are the purpose. The power is within you to find that love, to find that peace and that presence and that joy, that connection, that balance. It is within you, mama, and it starts with you. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth for farming? Please, mama, review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.